Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Toyota's Labor Day sales event is ending soon. Save big with 0% APR on 13 of Toyota's top-selling models like RAV4, Camry, and Corolla. Don't wait. Toyota's Labor Day sales event ends Monday. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit buyatoyota.com.
With Bruce Buffer. And now, it's time for the voice of mixed martial arts.
We are live!
It's Bruce Buffer.
Bruce Buffer.
From the shores of Malibu where the waves are pumping, to the Great Wall of China, and back to the streets of who knows where the UFC is coming. We are live. This is It's Time Radio, the show where we talk about what you think about, but maybe you're afraid to voice. Do not worry. We will voice it for you. We talk about everything on It's Time. Sex, drugs, rock and roll, UFC, President Trump, film, TV, you name it, we talk about it. It's no holds barred radio, folks. The only way I know how to live and the only way I know how to talk. And we're here with my co-host, TJ DeSantis. TJ, how you doing? You survive another week. Your family's safe. Your family's sane. Is everything good?
Everything's good, Buff. Yeah, it's, business as usual, as they say. You know, stuck in the house. Can't go anywhere. If you do go somewhere, you know, 6 feet apart. All that fun business.
I know. It's crazy. I actually am doing a promo with Grimaldi chain, which is nationally at 40 restaurants. So this restaurant that made the Brooklyn Bridge famous. They're here in L.A. They're in Phoenix. They're all over the place. So we started a thing called the Buffer Bundle, where for $35, you get an 18-inch cheese pizza, you get two beers, you get a delicious big dinner salad. They call it a small salad, but it's big. It's so good. And you get a cannoli. Like the Godfather said, don't forget the cannolis, right?
Dang, so it's called the Buffer. That's a pretty good deal.
It's a really good deal. I went down and picked of them, three of them, the other day for my family. You know, mask, gloves, the whole bit.
Right.
But I think what I'm going to do in the next week, I'm going to they're in Manhattan Beach, California, and I'm not trying to blow the whistle on what I'm going to do, but I'm going to probably buy a batch of pizzas. I'm going to go drop them off to first responders over at the fire department and the police department down there and just do my part. I'll call ahead of time. They can come pick them up and, you know, just a little something to say thank you. And I actually would love to drop it off to grocery stores, but they got food and hospitals and all. I'm going to pick a couple places. I'm going to spend some money. I want to give back.
That's great. You know, I actually saw someone get arrested this last week at my local grocery store because they were quote unquote trespassing. But the reason they were trespassing is because they were inside the grocery store without a mask on and they were drunk. But yeah, so people are getting a little bit crazy. So I think everybody deserves a pizza and a beer or two and a cannoli.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as far as that's kind of a crime that person committed, if you want to call it that before even COVID-19, they should have been arrested. It's just not the way to act.
No.
And we read about these idiots acting like idiots all day long. Speaking of idiots, let's talk to our special guest. And I didn't mean it to come out that way.
Hey, what's up, idiot?
Right.
Hey. All right, we have on somebody I have known in my 24 plus years of being in the business of mixed martial arts, being in the octagon, now in the octagon. I've had more crazy experiences with this guy than I care to remember internationally. We'll talk about a couple of them as we go on. But let's bring on one of the original promoters of mixed martial arts, a man who's seen it all, a man who's managed some of the greatest fighters to ever walk into the UFC octagon, and a man who's full of stories and knows everything we know from the 25 plus years the UFC has been in business. None other than Monty Cox. Monty,
how are you,
Monty?
I'm good.
Yeah, you're doing great, but you're in Michigan. And Michigan is one of the hot spots of the country. We like to focus, of course, a lot on COVID-19 before we go into anything else. Let's talk about great you're doing. Okay, you're doing great. You look great. I love the picture of Muhammad Ali, the Neil Leifer picture in the back, one of the greatest photos ever taken in the history of sports.
Yep.
But let's talk about Michigan. I understand that your area is a hot spot. Tell us what's going on there, because
people still think they can get closer than 6 feet. There's still a lot of people that are not realizing how serious this is, for whatever reason it's taking them to realize it. Tell us what's going on locally to give them an idea what a rural community next to a big city community is going through. Would you kindly, here in Michigan?
Yeah, well, you know, we're only 30 minutes from Detroit, so we're also a big city, but very much blue collar. And the people here, they work their 9-to-5s, and they're used to having the weekends to enjoy themselves. And a lot of them like to fish and hunt and go to their cabins up north. And the governor here has, you know, disallowed all of that, of course. And they're starting to get, you know, antsy. And last week we had, 50,000 people march on the Capitol all next to each other. And she said, this is just going to make it worse. But we're in a lot of trouble. It's not like we're South Dakota. You know, we've had 34,000 people here have the disease or have had it. And 2,800 have died. So this isn't, I mean, we're like third for most deaths, you know, out of all the states. So you'd think people would take it serious.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Monty. Didn't you guys have like the one of the last shelter in place orders, or did you guys even get a shelter in place order?
Yeah. She came out with it, I think, and she keeps adding to it. And that's where people are getting angry is, for example, if you live on a lake and you have a boat, you can't go out on the lake in the boat by yourself. Just not, no boating at all.
Okay.
You can't fish. But the dispensaries are open, but you can't, but there's lots of things you can't go get. If you want to take this time to paint your house,
right,
you can't go to Sherwin-Williams and get paint. So there's, you're not allowed to go across the street to see your neighbor, even if it's just two of you.
But you can go buy weed.
But the lines for those are incredible.
Wow.
Are they practicing safe distancing in those lines that you see there?
You know, I know that they've got James Lee, the fighter, UFC Pride fighter. That's what he's doing right now. He goes out and helps move cars through. He goes, there's 30 cars at all times in their parking lot as long as they're open. And he said the guy's doing $80,000 a day.
I believe it.
Of stuff. That's what people want.
If I'm correct, I can bring this back to MMA a little bit. I think Jerry Millen had something to do with...
That's his shop.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, I think he's in that business.
This kind of coincides with the fact that they're claiming that now the sustainable food sources we have is getting a little scary. They're wondering if we're going to be able to have enough food as things are going on here. Maybe it's because people are smoking too much pot and they're getting the munchies like crazy and eating twice as much as normal. You know, I don't know. Who knows? We'll see. But, you know, listen, they're talking about the UFC May 9th. I'm on call to be prepared for it. There's rumor has it could be somewhere here in the country. Of course, we all have heard about Fight Island. Is all the in Michigan, everywhere, it's the same as everywhere else, right? There's no sports. There's no gatherings. Yet, what was the reason for the walk on the Capitol with all the people that did that? Was that a Trump push to protest? What was the reason for that? I'm not quite sure why they did that in such an unsafe environment. Why did that happen?
Well, what they did is they shut down Lansing for that day. I mean, they blocked it with their cars. Nothing could get through and honk their horns. And there were a lot of Trump supporters there. But I think that, you know, when you start the one thing that got everyone upset is if you want to come up here and go to the UP and go to a cottage, anyone from outside of the state can do it. But if you're in the state, you can't do it. That freaked them out. They don't like that they can't. They have a cabin they're paying taxes for, and they can't go up to their cabin.
What is the logic in that? I mean, I understand that if you're not, you know, what are you, a Michigander? Is that what that is?
I don't know.
Like, if you're a Michigander, you're confined to your home, but anybody else outside the state can just do whatever they want? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
See, I understand not wanting people to go up. It's the hot spot is down here by Detroit. That's where 80% of the virus is located right now. What they don't want is people coming from here, taking it up to the UP where there's nothing. So I get that. But someone from Ohio you know, 30 minutes away can do it. So she didn't think it out, I don't think. And, you know, she's just, it's her first year, and I'm sure she's got a lot of people in her ear, and she's kind of making some rash decisions.
See, that's the problem. This is all politicized. Like, I feel like none of it is really, like, honest-to-goodness calculation in decision being made. If you're on the right side of the aisle, you want to open. If you're on the left, it seems like you want to shut everything down. I saw yesterday... Los Angeles said, look, no sports here in 2020. There will be no sporting events in Los Angeles this year. It's April. What?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
They're already talking about, I was talking to Kristen this morning because I'm always keeping in track of what's going on with the kids. Because let's face it, you know, the kids, your kids, Monty, everybody's kids we know. The technological aspects of the phones and everything and the lack of communication skills before COVID-19 ever hit. Now these poor kids, they're not living their lives. They're not going to go to school. They're talking about no school here in Los Angeles. I don't know if you heard this, TJ, all the way through to the beginning of next year.
Right.
They're talking about no school.
Yeah, and you mean the beginning of 2021, not like the beginning of next school year, which starts in August.
No, 2021.
September. Yeah, that's crazy.
So now,
like, think about this, Bruce. My son... He left school a little over a month ago as a second grader. The next time he likely will enter a classroom will be in the second half of his third grade year. Knock on wood. Maybe as a fourth grader. Like that's bonkers.
It's bonkers, but it's bonkers. But thank God he's a little younger.
Right.
It's bad for all kids. But when I think of like my boys, Rupert at 12 and Henry at 15 in middle school and in high school, losing out on that vital, vital, vital growth period of communication and finding their themselves and their sexuality and their minds for work and their and everything, and they're just home now,
right?
You know, and
you can't
and
blossom when you're stuck at home.
You can't blossom. Yeah. It's like it's going to be delayed for so many reasons. It's just so painful to think about. And now you talk about what you're talking about, Monty, and we have the governor of Las Vegas. Okay, the governor of Las Vegas, Carolyn Goodman,
the mayor
is actually the mayor. Is actually talking about reopening the casinos, the hotels, the restaurants, and more, right, to going against the stay-at-home order. I think that's absolute insanity. You have hundreds of thousands of people that will flock to Vegas and then go back.
Right.
We can't do this. We're not out of this yet. It's like if every state, if 45 states follow the rules and five states don't, including Las Vegas, and allows people from all the states to fly in, what are we doing, guys?
Right.
We don't even know what next November is going to be like with the flu coming back. There's no vaccine. That is not preparation for safety for the future.
And I think, Bruce, the thing that you're hitting on is the real big issue here. If you want to go to the casino, that's great. You can go to the casino. But the sad part is you go to the casino and I see at the grocery store, I die. You don't die. Maybe you get over it, but I die. And that's the issue that we really have to, you know, be on, you know, one real unified front, because it's not like you make a decision for yourself and it only affects you. It affects everyone. And that's just not right. I would hate to see, you know, someone's grandmother pass away because I just needed to get my blackjack on.
Let me tell you something. The boys play soccer. I know your boy plays soccer, right?
Mm-hmm.
We just got word yesterday. One of Henry's soccer mates, 15 years old, named Noah, African-American, a black boy. His dad just died from COVID.
Yeah.
Okay. This is not the first death I've heard about in my 6 degrees of separation.
No.
Kristen's brother got COVID-19. He's down in Huntington Beach. Thank God he's recovering from it well. I could go on and on because we all have a 6 degrees of separation.
It's only going to get closer, too. It's only going to get closer. Lyman Good, UFC fighter. He just got over it.
We're going to talk. We'll go into that right now. But I mean, just before I go into Lyman Good's situation, you know how many ambulances? I don't know about you, Monty. I don't know about you, TJ. But you know how many ambulances are coming through my neighborhood almost daily?
Yeah.
And I told you last week, that's not the first house. That's the second, third. I've seen them pull two people out at the same time.
Right.
Into ambulances, which makes you think that the obvious, that maybe they're both infected. Who knows? I'm certainly not going to go up and ask.
I mean,
but it's more activity than I've ever seen.
And that's the thing, too. Like, I think you notice it more because – I mean, I can drive – my drive from my house to my studio now takes about 25 minutes. 7-8 weeks ago, it took me 90 minutes. So everything is a lot more noticeable. The world you know, whether or not you really, I mean, some areas you're not going to notice, but in a place like Los Angeles, we're at a standstill and you notice everything that's out of the ordinary because nothing is ordinary. And I mean, I hope that the people that you saw, Bruce, you know, aren't suffering from COVID-19, but it's like, when's the last time you saw an ambulance in your neighborhood, let alone twice in, you know, a couple of weeks? It's strange.
Been more than twice. You know, right now, California cases, there's 35,800 cases confirmed. How many in your place? 38,000, just where you're at, right?
Somewhere in, well, Detroit. Detroit. Michigan has like 38,000, and where we're really high is deaths. I mean, we're at 2,800 deaths.
And here in California. Right. And also, they claim that amongst Black Americans and Indians, that the COVID is really, it really hits them hard, and the death toll is much, much higher. You have more than we have in the whole state of California, and almost three times as many deaths. The states right now, the current report is about 840,000 confirmed, 47,000 approximate deaths, and 76,800 and some have recovered. Matched against the 2.6 million worldwide, the 180,000 deaths that have occurred, and 700,000 recovered. The bottom line is these numbers are doubling almost every week now.
Well, think about this, Bruce. Just
ridiculous.
Just a couple weeks ago, we were talking about the number surpassing 3,000, which was more deaths from COVID-19 than 9/11. And now 3,000 seems like a microscopic number compared to the numbers that you're spitting.
Like a couple of days in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now you get in a situation like with Lyman Good. Okay. Lyman Good was expected to fight at UFC 249 back on April 18th. And he had pulled out, which would have said the time was with an injury. But it turned out that he spoke later, whether this came out through UFC or elsewhere, that he was COVID-19 positive, which he claims he's now over it and he's 100% training back for work. So, Monty, you promoted Extreme Challenge, one of the more well-known, historically, you know, big MMA events that went on for a long time.
Still going.
And you've managed, you know, fighters, Matt Hughes and Mark Hughes and just tons of great fighters, you know, Miletich and everybody that's come out and been with you. You and I have been, like I said earlier in the show, all over the world. That amazing event we did in Kuwait when we're wondering if we're going to have to fight our way out of there, or both, whether it's against an army or against Barkalov and Russian fighters. You remember the end of that night when Barkalov wasn't happy?
Yeah.
And all of us are in the ring. I thought, and McCarthy thought, we all were going to go against the Russians that night. You remember how crazy that was?
So did Miletich. Miletich and Hughes was the first. He goes, get ready, because he saw them coming.
Yep.
And Pat grabbed me. He goes, get ready to defend yourself. And and then those Navy SEALs that we had come in, they came running up. Thank goodness that was a lucky thing. We ran into them and down by the water, and they said, hey, we'd like to come. And they let them come because they didn't really sell tickets.
Nope.
So they let them sit on the bleachers. And thank goodness there was about 20 guys that evened the score a little bit and made them think.
This doesn't sound like real life. Like, this sounds the beginning of a crate. Like, this sounds like the beginning of the Expendables, to be honest with you.
This was actually the end of a 3-day Expendable weekend in Kuwait, with the Sheikh brought us in. But standing in that little cage, which was so rinky dink, remember when it was put together and before we started, it was still flimsy and McCarthy had to go tighten everything up and we're trying to figure everything out. But Monty's right, TJ, right at the end. I mean, John looks at me, I look at him. We're ready. I thought it was going to be a brawl for it all.
Yeah.
And we're all ready to do. We were in survival mode, but it all worked out. We all wanted to get out of there as quickly as we could. The war was going on like 20 miles away. We're in this doing this. One of those great memories. So what I'm trying to get at here, Monty, you've had more experience with fighters than I've had, or as much or more than I've had. Okay. What do you think about an event being held in the next month? No audience, no nothing. Proper safety requirements in place, whatever that means, however it can be done, whether it's testing or whatever. Would you want to promote an event in the next month?
Oh, I wouldn't. I mean, I couldn't have that on my conscience if anything happened. I really couldn't. I do see where, if it's done properly, where every fighter is tested ahead of time. So everyone who's in that building has been tested and is negative, then you shouldn't catch the virus in that building if you don't let anyone else in.
Right.
So I guess I can see how that happens. I understand the fighters wanting to make a living. We all do. I can't make a living without promoting or having my fighters fight. I'm in the same boat. But to risk to risk someone's life over it, I just personally couldn't do it. Just not for me.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Monty. You had a couple shows that either have been canceled or postponed, like throughout this window, correct?
Yeah. I actually have. I have May 16th, which possibly I could have done in Iowa. They, for some reason, Iowa, this virus doesn't want to go there. It's like West Virginia. They don't. It just doesn't want to go some places. And Iowa just doesn't seem to have anything. You know, 70 dead total.
Yeah.
You know, usually two a day. It's just nothing. And so there's a chance they could. We're going to open up May 1st, which would, I mean, if you just put on your promoter hat, I mean, people are dying to get out.
Sure.
I probably could do pretty well.
What's crazy to me? I'm sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, but what if? I mean, what if? You know, I can't test everyone to come in. You know, someone's going to have it, and someone's going to pass it to all those people, and some of them are going to take it home without knowing, and pass it on. It just spiderwebs so much that it's just I couldn't do it. I can't. I don't want to read in the newspaper that they came to my show and lost their grandparents or whatever.
I mean, just real quick, I don't want to give Monty an excuse to like go do things that he thinks are bad decisions, but like this is the problem. If Iowa's open and Texas opens and all these states are open, it doesn't matter who's closed. It doesn't matter who's not doing something,
right?
Because if they're not getting it at your show, they're getting it at the airport because they're flying, or they're getting it at, you know, the grocery store because it's just wide open and, you know, the social distancing isn't being observed. Like, I don't know. Like, that's the issue. Like, how can we, I understand how the United States work. I understand we have a state level and a federal level, but when something affects everybody, I don't know how you leave it up to the states to make the decision on behalf of essentially everybody. It just doesn't make sense.
Well, it should be nationwide. It should be a federal mandate that's the same for every state. And we've talked about this before, whether it's gun control, whether it's COVID-19 requirements and laws put in place. If we're going to do this right, then everybody should be doing the same thing with no room for error. Now, we just had the WWE had an event in Florida a couple weeks ago. To my knowledge, everything went off fine. There was no audience. Monty, can you, with your revenue sources and your shows,
Real quick, to cut you off, I just want to get your facts straight. There was one person on the production team that ended up testing positive for COVID-19 after the event.
Yes, I'm sorry. I was going to bring that up, but I thought it was before, but it was after. Is that correct?
It was after, yep.
Okay. Has anybody else tested positive since then that we know of?
No.
Okay. So that's the risk that can happen, of course. Monty, getting back to the question, let's say there's no audiences allowed for 6 months. Does your revenue stream of wherever you have your place with TV or internet, wherever it shows, can your show survive and can you afford to put on a show with no audience?
No, not at all. I mean, I do mainly casinos.
Uh-huh.
So the reason casinos pay me is because I bring people to them that gamble. So without it, all my revenue sources dry up. Even I've got the one big show that I'm working on with, you probably have heard rumors of this, but Pat Miletich is going to fight again.
Yeah, I heard.
And he's fighting Michael Nunn. You know, great boxer.
Michael Nunn?
Yeah, it's an incredible, this thing will draw, I mean, we could draw 7,000 plus in the Quad Cities. They're the two greatest professional athletes, fighters out of that area.
Well, Michael Nunn is what? He's 50 now, isn't he?
56.
And how old is Pat?
53.
And is Nunn, I know Nunn was a fine boxer, but does he have any ability in the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
They don't forget. I mean, they don't, you know...
No, I know. I don't mean the boxing.
It's not an MMA fight, Bruce. It's a kickboxing.
No, it's kickboxing.
Oh, kickboxing.
So that way Pat...
Again, has Nunn ever been kicked in the legs? No. Come on.
No, but
okay.
But Michael Nunn has about an 8-foot reach advantage.
Yeah, I know he's a much bigger guy than Pat.
And Michael's been in prison, you know, so he just got out 6 months ago.
What was that for? Refresh me.
It was a cocaine thing that he bought. That they kind of fed set him up to buy a kilo of cocaine for $100. It's just ridiculous. But anyway,
first off, if I knew I was going to buy a kilo of cocaine for $100, I figure something's up. Where do you get a kilo of cocaine for $100?
I just watched
Narcos for 3 seasons. They don't go for $100.
I mean, I don't buy cocaine or have any need for it, but I think I might buy a kilo if you're offering it to me for $100.
Exactly. It was entrapment at its best. But anyway, what he did when he went to prison was he took all the people that came in overweight and didn't know about nutrition and taught them how to get back in shape, eat right, and put them through workouts and stuff. I mean, he really did good. And he's a good guy. I know him really well. I traveled with him all over the world when he was fighting. And he was ranked – at one time he was pound for pound the best boxer in the world, 35-0. I mean, he was untouchable.
My brother announced pretty much most of his fights, a ton of Michael Nunn fights. Well, that's interesting. We'll see if that happens. All right, guys. In a few other areas, though, you know, obviously it's an issue. Obviously it's a risk. Safety factors have to be put in place. I've already stated that, of course, May 9th going off, as we've heard, I am prepared and ready to do what I have to do and want to do in the safest environment possible. So we'll see how that develops. You know, as we go on with this, there's so many situations that occur. You know, there's 26 U.S. Navy ships right now that currently have coronaviruses on them.
Really? Right?
Wow. Yep. 26 U.S. Navy ships and another 14 have been hit by the virus. The crew members impacted have recovered, right?
Uh-huh.
But all those 26 ships are now in port or in maintenance yards. They're not releasing the names of the individual ships because they don't want to cause any issues. Cool. There's currently 90 ships at sea. So if you figure that out, over 30% of the active ships have coronavirus outbreaks.
And how many people are on each ship? Like, I'm sure it varies greatly, but Monty and I were talking about, you know, the crews in battleships. We were talking about that old show.
How big
there was going to be a show that was going to be on a battleship, and Monty, how many people did you say fit on?
An aircraft carrier has 6,000 people on it.
That's a
right. And the Roosevelt, the Roosevelt ship has 4,000 on it.
Yeah.
Okay. They're now finishing a 14-day isolation period. That show, the battleship, I announced for that promoter, the woman that was promoting that. I announced her shows previously. I think one was down here at the Morongo in California, and I was set to do that battleship show if it ever got off. This was before I became exclusive with the UFC.
There was a lot of people that were entwined with that. That would have been, I mean,
Elaine McCarthy was big into that because I always say a battleship's something about battleship when I'm around her.
I'm curious. Can you guys refresh my memory? Was the idea that was going to take place, was it going to be in international waters and have like some sort of crazy rule set that we've never seen before or anything like that?
No, what I understand is it was going to be docked so that people could come onto it. And it was going to be a show like if you go to the, you know, what is it, that the ship down on beaches and you have a show on it. No, it was just going to be a setting, a unique setting to create atmosphere that for the event. Let's face it, this was back during the time pre-pro elite, pre-XFL, losing 45, 55 million respectively, when everybody wanted to be the UFC and still does. And she did a very valiant effort, but it just didn't come together.
Yeah.
So that's all I could say. You know, guys, they've also found now that coronavirus travels on shoes. Okay.
Shoes.
And they expect that once you shoes. So it sits on asphalt. It's been rumored for in the area of about 3 days. So when you step on it, if I have this correctly, let me make sure I give you the information.
Here's the problem.
Correctly.
Go ahead and look it up. But this is what bothers me about it, Bruce. Every time we're on the show, I hear that it survives for 10 minutes. It survives for 10 hours. It survives for 10 days. The vaccine will be great, but now we hear people are testing positive a second time after testing negative and getting over it. Like, I have no idea what to believe. I really don't.
High levels of the virus are on frequently touched surfaces, we know. One thing people got to be aware of, trash cans, bed rails, your computer mice, the mouse that you use, your telephone. You go out to get the mail at the mailbox. You pull in the mail.
Gas pumps.
That's a thick of it. I carry gloves, a mask in my car. The gas pumps get that effect. The markets get that effect. They're talking about 6 feet of social distancing, but they're finding out that the virus can travel through the air for at least 13 feet, okay, or like 4 meters. That's not 6 feet, guys. And then if it's on feet, okay, So you're stepping on, you're carrying it there. So you need to keep your shoes outside or wipe the soles of your shoes down. You know, and we all know that when you go shopping and everything, you should come in, take your clothes off, put them in the, I mean, you really want to do this right. This is what I do. You got to take your, because I got to shop for my family. You know, I'm out there shopping for my mom and for everybody. And, you know, doing what I have to do. So you just got to be careful. And so then you wonder, when we do get in a group, we got to be as careful as possible. Now, I took the antibody test last week. You know about the antibody test and the swab test?
Yeah.
Do you guys know the difference between the two?
Well, one like scratches the back of your brainstem, right?
Okay. Well, here, let me explain to you exactly.
It goes with the nasal cavity or whatever.
Right. Kristen and Henry, because they were showing flu symptoms, went on Huntington Beach and they got the swab test where they stick it up the nose, right back here. You feel it. It didn't really hurt them, but it was like, oh my God, they're touching my brain.
Right.
Those results come back in a few days. Okay. And those results show, do you have it? Right. Are you actively with it? Is it active? Now, if you've had it, your body develops what they call the antibodies, and the ruling is still out, trying to figure out exactly how many antibodies are needed to say that you're immune, because they don't know for sure if you've had it, if you can or cannot get it again. That jury is still out.
It seems inconclusive thus far. They haven't.
It's inconclusive. Yeah. Now they're calling for, they can't get enough swabs, as we know. So now the only way the marketplace, the workplace can open up again, one of the key things is massive testing, either the swab test or the antibody test. So if they see that you have antibodies, you can get yourself back into the workplace. But you have to be retested all the time, you know, like every 5 days or whatever they say.
And that's the you said, right?
Right. Here's what happens is, okay, this is the antibody test. My friend owns this company. Okay. This is an FDA laboratory. I have access to antibody tests. I'm trying to get them to pharmacies. I'm trying to help people. I'm working with contacts I have for masks and stuff, doing my part or whatever. This is a self-contained antibody test. This is by a company called Vivera. Okay. I'm working with them closely. Anyway, I won't go into details. I took this test. And what you do is you prick your finger and you get blood. And then I draw, it's similar to like a pregnancy test, you know, where the girl has to pee in it or the woman has to pee in it.
Well, I would say it's a lot more like testing your blood sugar.
Blood sugar.
It's similar to diabetes. So you have this test, you prick your finger, you drop a couple of drops here, then you have what they call a buffer agent. Okay. Funny enough. And you drop the buffer. I've already tried to trademark it. It doesn't work. You drop the buffer agent in, and then it sits down. And 15 minutes later, maybe 20, the colors change. And it shows, in my test, it shows that I do not have any antibodies, which means I have not come in contact with the virus.
It also means you're at risk.
I'm at risk. Yeah. But then again, we don't know. Even if you've had it, you still could be at risk. That jury's out. But these are the antibody tests you hear them talking about every day on CNN and elsewhere. Very hard to get. These are from Germany, repackaged and formulated under the Bavera label. And they're the most expensive, highest accurate tests out there, aside from the Abbott Labs test, which has received FDA approval. This is about to receive it also. And I took it and I'm okay.
Is this Bruce, just for general coronavirus, or is this for COVID-19 specifically?
COVID-19. This is COVID-19 rapid test kit. And the only reason I got access to this, and you can find locations in your, check your local listings. If you have flu symptoms, whatever, there are drive-bys in many states where you can get a formal swab test, hopefully, but you have to have symptoms.
Right.
I was lucky enough, because I'm trying to get these out to people. I was lucky enough to get a sample for myself and test myself. Very hard to get.
Right.
Very hard to get.
Lifestyles of the rich and famous, you know?
Well, it's more lifestyles for me of working with a company and trying to do some good for other people.
Sure.
And I needed to see the product. So,
no, 100%. You know, no one's going to fault you for that, Bruce. I think, though, the interesting part is like you said, we don't eat, like even your test results. We know that you don't have the illness. We don't know if you've had it and maybe you no longer have the antibodies and you've gotten over it that way. Like there's still so much to learn, and it's going to take time. And no one really wants to wait anymore. They just want to get over it. And that's the problem.
Sorry I'm late, everyone.
It's all right.
The meeting's just getting started.
Are you in your closet?
Yeah, it's the quietest place. Ah, not the roomiest, though.
Getting closer with your closet these days?
That dinosaur costume behind you?
What? No.
The Container Store's custom closet sale is here to help with up to 25% off closet systems and free virtual in-home closet design.
Who wants Sean to put on the dino suit?
Really, guys?
The Container Store, where space comes from.
Total Wine & More announces points with a purpose. Now through September 13th, collect 5x points on wines and spirits. Points earned equals a matching donation to local charities. Up to $2 million in total. Shop with us today or visit TotalWine.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, the difference between this kit and the other kits of antibodies is they got to send the blood off to a doctor to again tell you in 3 days if you have the antibodies or not. This is a unique self-contained kit that it happens right there. But it has to be, you need a medical person to give you this test, even though it's very easily done. They're working on right now very diligently and hopefully creating the home test kit where you'll be able to order for your house directly. But that needs formal FDA approval.
Right.
And as we know, the FDA is slower than snail shit in this country, okay? Bottom line.
That's the problem, though, with the FDA. It's like, this really isn't dangerous to your health. Like, you think you need FDA approval because we want to make sure that whatever you're putting in your body isn't going to have a negative reaction, and then it's, you know, on the up and up. But this is just a test. Like, the FDA has already approved, you know, at-home finger prick testing. Mm-hmm. Why does this need to be approved by the FDA? That's where I'm sort of scratching my head, but I guess there's the rules.
Well, here's the problem. The last thing I want to say about the antibody test, you hear this every day. The problem is there's so much crap out there that has come in from China, sometimes from Korea, I've heard. Okay, there's about 70 companies producing these tests right now. They're not all good. Right, you have an accuracy level of something like this, it's at 98, 99, 100%. There's some out there that are at 70% or less. They're no good.
The only reason, though, that this has to get FDA approval is because it's making claims. Like, if it was a supplement or made no real claims, it wouldn't have to be approved by the FDA. And that's the issue with all of that. Like, you can go... I can go put whatever I want to on a bottle of, you know, sugar, you know, pills and just throw it in your local grocer, and I'm not subject to the FDA, but I just can't make any claims.
Yeah, claims and labeling laws are always a key fact. You know, I used to be in the nutritional business making products. It's always been a big issue. But again, here, the FDA has to do the research. They got to make it happen. And I'm sure they're working fast and never make it happen. My friend Paul, who owns this company, has a direct line to the White House, has a direct line to the FDA, and they're diligently working because they're trying to get them out. And one of his biggest customers is Indians reservations, ordering tons of these things.
I just don't see what the issue is. It's a test that, honestly, you're not making a lot of decisions at home by yourself on. It's not like you're going to say, oh, I tested clean, so I can just disobey my stay at home order or whatever. Like, I just don't understand why you need to delay it. It probably is a money issue, no?
Well, there's a lot of delays due to the slow start
of
our government, and that's all I'm going to say. Okay? Well, now, Tyson Foods. You talk about Iowa, Monty.
Yep.
Tyson Foods, the plant's located in Waterloo, Iowa. They've already slowed production because they have 2,800 workers there that have been calling out sick. Okay? So now the Blackhawk County Health Department has linked the Tyson plant to 182 of the 374 COVID-19 cases that have been reported in Iowa in that area, according to the Waterloo mayor. Now that's probably going to close down, again, affecting the food supply, which is becoming an issue here, guys. And so Iowa's really not untouched.
But the numbers total for Iowa, there's 75 dead total. And when you look at everyone else, everyone is above that. And then just the numbers, it's something like 2,500 cases total for the whole state. And it's just, you know, we have double that in my county here in Michigan, just my county, you know. So it's there. I mean, there's not many states out there that wouldn't take the 75 dead. That's so low.
Yeah, it's very low. You know, when you talk about planes, would you go to an airport now, Monty, if you had to?
No. I'll tell you, when I look at this virus, there's a lot of boxes I check. I'll be 60, you know, coming up in 2 months. Overweight, I'd say yes, dramatically. Diabetes, I have diabetes too. that's all the checks I need. I need to be in a bubble. I'm just sitting at home, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime. Here I am. I'm watching everything.
All right, make sure you watch Ozark and Tiger King.
Oh, already done.
Okay. And I hear 0-0 is good, and I just started watching Money Heist last night. That's okay. Really good. Money Heist, check that out.
Do you watch Bosch?
Bosch?
On Amazon Prime? Bosch?
He used to fight in the UFC. He's got
show? Not my Bosch. No, there's a show called Bosch that's got like 5 seasons. Just came out with their 5th. But he's a detective in L.A. and all kinds of stuff that goes on. It's very good.
All right, I'll check it out.
Listen, I'm bored of television. I'm over it.
Yeah, I'm actually getting a little bored myself. You know, anyway, playing a lot of backgammon, chess, and other things with
backgammon.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's the elite, TJ.
Apparently, I used to be a big player backgammon. He used to be a big gambler backgammon. I haven't for years, but it's a great game. Listen, the airports. L.A. mayor has reported that 98% of air travel has stopped in the city here where I live. My friend who actually has been traveling, I don't know why, says that there's maybe 6 or 10 people on an airplane. I hate this for the economic reasons. I like it because if it May 9th happens and I got to get on a plane and go to wherever it's at, I will be the most antisocial human being in the world, which, you know, Monty, I am not. And and it's like, you know, there are no pictures in my future. There are no autographs in my future. It's just life is changing as we know it. We'll see. But if I have to fly, the idea of that it's like so empty is the only thing that makes me feel good. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
Private, you know, Buff. Period. Private.
Well, it depends on how far that show is. That's all I want to say. Don't think I won't look into it if I can. Like, okay, now.
Gina, put you on the plane.
Yeah, put me on the plane, right? We'll see. All right, Oktoberfest in Germany. This is how people are thinking now. We wonder, are we going to be back to business in June? We wonder if we're going to be back to business in July. We wonder if we're going to be back to business in August. But Pete already canceling events. Talk about the football season not happening. MLB's trying, basically baseball's trying to make up their minds. Germany has canceled the Oktoberfest for October in Munich. Yeah. Okay, what does that tell you? Well, Italy or Spain has canceled the running of the Bulls. What does that tell you?
Here's the thing real quick about baseball you're talking about, Bruce. I'm sorry. Like, I think your mind is made up for you when your baseball season won't have the Los Angeles Dodgers have home games. You know what I mean? Like, maybe they're holding out hope, but what are you going to do if you decide to go forward and LA's like, yeah, no, we're not letting you come here and have a sporting event. The Dodgers are going to move back to Brooklyn? No?
Yeah.
Maybe Iowa. I don't know.
Hey. If they build it, they will come. Yes.
Right. I thought Bruce would jump on that, and he didn't.
That's all right.
I missed it. Okay, guys. Listen, the economic effect we went over in some detail last week. I mentioned to you, TJ, the Neiman Marcus and other big retailers, JCPenney's, Macy's, and Nordstrom are all in the financial roast. Well, it just so happens that 14,000 employees in Neiman Marcus have all been furloughed, and now Neiman Marcus has formally filed for bankruptcy. 24-hour fitness is also considering going into bankruptcy right now too.
I mean, it's going to be the first of many. I hate to say it. I mean, I don't know the difference between Chapter 7 and Chapter 11 all that well. I don't think you're going to see these companies completely disappear off the map. Maybe they'll get picked up and bought by other companies, but life as we know it, I'm sorry. Like, I have a real hard time thinking that Best Buy is likely to be a thing here. When this is all over, there's a lot of companies that were on the ropes already, and I just don't know how they'll get through this because, I mean, have you guys driven by a shopping mall or even just a strip mall as of late? Like, that's where it starts. It strikes me in my core because it's like, even though malls are way down when it comes to the amount of traffic that they did, you know, just a few years ago, it is still crazy to see an empty parking lot in the middle of a day on a Saturday.
No, absolutely. You know, and take it a step further. Shake Shack, they got a government loan, right? Mm-hmm. Ruth Chris got a government loan.
Right.
Who else? Ruth Chris.
Everybody's
and,
getting
one of the
government loans. Pretty much Shake Shack, any business.
Well, Shake Shack returned their $10 million government loan that was meant for small businesses, and the Ritz Hotel and Ruth Chris did not. They returned it, which I give them big credit for. There's other people they feel that need it, right? and they returned the money. How many other people did that, guys? Seriously.
Well, I mean, keep the money and just give everyone free shakes.
Well, you know, they're obviously, Grimaldi's is right next to the Shake Shack here in Sepulveda, in the city of Sepulveda here where I live at the beach near next door to me. And in LA, and they're open, you know, Shake Shacks, people are picking up their to-go meals and stuff like that.
Right.
Then you have another situation where Chipotle, did I say that right, guys? I always get them
wrong.
No,
Chipotle.
Yeah. They had a lawsuit here. They're paying the largest fine ever in food safety, right? In a sense, from a thousand instances of food poisoning.
Yeah.
And now they've just got fined. They're paying a whopping $25 million. To settle that. $25 million. Not the perfect time to be for a restaurant to be forking out $25 million.
They're saying that they knew the food was that the meat was bad and they did it. It wasn't like, oh, we got some bad stuff and it got out. Right. They got fined so big because they knew and they said, what do we want to throw? Do we want to throw all this away or take a chance?
The way that I read it, they didn't necessarily know that the meat was bad, but they were not following proper guidelines to ensure that, like, look, it's been in this hot plate for 6 hours. You know, it's pork. Pork doesn't stay that well for that long. Instead of throwing it away, let's just make up those carnitas. But yeah, I don't know.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
As much as I don't like McDonald's and won't eat there, with the exception of an Egg McMuffin and a pinch, what is it? 20 minutes if it's sitting there and they throw all that food out.
Yeah.
20 minutes and they throw it all out.
Yeah.
I can imagine the people going to those rear dumpsters. I won't mention any names, but I've had a few friends that weren't making big money when they started. And one of them used to tell me, he said, I used to literally go to McDonald's and wait for them to throw that stuff in the can. And he took it and he ate it.
Well, look at Tiger King. You were talking about that. Like, they feed their animals off their meat truck.
Oh, that was horrible, wasn't it?
Well, yes and no. Like, yeah, a lot of that meat was bad. But at the same time, like, it is true. If you take meat out of the refrigerated section and go up to the cashier and your credit card gets declined, they have to throw that steak out. And by the time it's getting to you on the meat truck, yeah, it's probably pretty grody. But for a brief moment in time, you're like, damn, that's a nice T-bone that's just getting thrown away for no reason.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of getting thrown away for no reason, you know, I told you I've been working with a company on N95 masks, surgical masks, gloves, of course, the test kits to try and do what I can to connect people to get what they need. Our buddy, TJ, Damon John from Shark Tank, he got a little bad publicity today, I'm afraid.
What happened?
I would think he was trying to do well, knowing Damon.
Mm-hmm.
He's the Shark Tank investor. If you watch Shark Tank, he started FUBU.
Right.
Friend of the show, friend of mine. Nothing bad to say about Damon. All good things to say about Damon. But the report shows is that the CEO of the Shark Group, one of the stars of the Shark Group, he was working with the Miami State. Right. And he was trying to get them the coveted N95 masks that everybody's trying to get. Now, normally these masks, they sell for they say under $2 in the article. But honestly, in today's world, you're going to pay anywhere from $2 to $4. So the price he gave the state of Miami or state of Florida, or Miami in this case, was $7 for 1 million masks.
Right. Which I believe is illegal. Right. Like, you're not allowed to go over a certain amount before it becomes like a price gouging situation.
Well, this is definitely a suspicion of price gouging.
Right.
I think Damon was just making the connection, and it turned out that he made it, and that was the price they gave him. But yeah, it is.
He may also not have known the actual price.
Knowing all the things he takes care of, he could have just acted like a buffer, putting the buyer and the seller together. But yet his name was on it.
Acting like a buffer, like spending like 180 or
no. The buffer is the zone. the buffer zone is the point between the buyer and the seller, or the point between the fighter and the fighter, or the point between the, you know, whatever. Yeah, it's the buffer.
It's that inner octagon of the octagon. I think that's the buffer.
So. Spell it out, say it however you want. But people are going to read this article today. I very much would like to back Damon. The fact he was probably trying to do some good, and that's the price that came across, and his name was on it.
Right.
So see, now speaking of people doing things, guys, I'm getting Venmo. Now, you know Venmo. There's PayPal. There's
sure.
Venmo.
Send money quickly to your buddies.
I had three requests in the last 2 days. First was for $20. Somebody I never even knew. Declined. Second was for $100. Somebody I didn't know. Declined. Somebody just tried to request $5,000 for me to be sent on Venmo. TJ, look on the outline I sent you. You'll see the picture.
I saw it. Yeah. I mean, the thing about that is...
Who actually hits the button and pays?
We have touchscreen phones. You drag your palm across the screen by accident, and who knows what you just did.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It only needs to work once to be a worthwhile attempt.
Exactly. You know, that reminds me of is when you get those silly things on the mail that's I live in whatever South Africa and I have $100 million in diamonds,
right.
And I want you, and I'm thinking when they do this stuff, please send me your bank account so I can wire.
Right.
And I'm like, the sad thing is they wouldn't keep showing up if they weren't working
right
to some degree.
100%.
Somebody's saying yes. And you read about those scams recently with the Sheikh of Dubai saying, come for an appearance and we'll send you hundreds of thousands of dollars, but send us back half of it as a donation. And there's ways they work the bank where the money appears in your account and then they send it back, but they get the money out of your account within 24 hours. So the money you sent back is your money that goes to it. The scams are rampant now, folks. Be careful on the phones. Even PayPal or Instagram sent me an email, but it wasn't Instagram.
Right.
It was telling me that I was using a robot and my account was going to be now canceled in 24 hours if I don't send them all my information.
I
went on Instagram because they have a thing on Instagram where you can see the emails they recently sent to you. And of course, I hadn't received any emails from Instagram.
Right.
So
that reminds me of a story. Jeff Sherwood was going out to Atlantic City for one of the UFCs in like the 30s. And right before he went to the airport, he got an email from PayPal that said, your account has been compromised. Please change your password. Click this link. And he clicked that link and he changed his password. But he made his password. He had to put in like his old password before he could put in the new password. It was like PayPal.Brazil.whatever. And he got to Atlantic City, tried to use his PayPal credit card to check into a hotel. And they promptly let him know that he had no money in PayPal.
Interesting. Monty, are you a football bettor?
I don't bet that much. I'm a big fan. Of course, before I did this, I was a sports editor for, 17 years of newspapers.
Right.
So I covered the Olympics, Super Bowls, World Series, all that kind of stuff. So that's what I did before this. So I'm a big sports fan. But I learned early when I was doing all these shows in casinos, and you have all that money in your pocket because if the show just gets done, you're walking around with all of it. It's not a good thing to drop 500 here, drop 300 there. And every time I come home, I'm short $1,000 or something. So I just kind of talked myself out of betting. The only betting I used to do was on my own fighters in Vegas when Jens and Hughes and Miletich were all coming up. And they were always 3-1 underdogs. And I just couldn't stop it. I'd bet 3,000 on each time. That's the most they would let me do. And I had a streak of I won like 9 in a row.
Wow.
With those guys. Remember Jens? I mean, those are all upsets. Matt won 6 in a row. Pat won 7 in a row. I was having a ball.
The biggest one that I kind of remember, I don't know if you bet it, but the biggest underdog I think you had was probably Sylvia against Rico Rodriguez.
I got him at 5-1. TJ Thompson got him at 7-1.
7-1.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the big one I screwed up on was, and I don't bet fights, but I wanted to bet this fight so bad, was when Randy Couture fought Tim Sylvia, and Randy was an 8 or 9 to 1 underdog.
Yeah.
That was one of the greatest bets I ever saw. And when he put Tim on his ass within 30 seconds at the start of the fight. Remember that?
How'd that work for you, Mike?
Yeah, I remember that, Bruce. It cost me quite a bit of money, actually.
I'm not laughing at that. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh at you on that one. But pardon me.
You know, the funny thing about that fight was that Tim doesn't remember. If you remember during the fight, there's a discrepancy where he thinks he's in round 4. He thinks he's in round 2. He doesn't know. He's completely on autopilot.
Yeah.
He doesn't remember anything after getting knocked down that entire fight and somehow managed to have enough instinct to hang in there.
That sounds Rich Franklin against Evan Tanner.
Well, it also sounds like Frank Mir against Tim Sylvia when he had Tim's elbow on his cup and he broke his arm. And I get in the octagon and Tim thinks he doesn't even realize his arm is broken. And Herb's like, you broke your effing arm.
Oh, he knew.
Okay. Yeah.
He knew.
That was crazy, crazy. Listen, the reason I asked is because the bookies out there, I don't mean stockbrokers, or maybe I do mean stockbrokers, but the bookies out there taking bets, okay? There's no betting on sports. Obviously, there's no sports. You know what the big betting on is now? The big sites, for instance, like one is called Bet Online. They're running simulated Madden football games, you know, the Madden video game. They're running simulated games like, for instance, the 2019 Green Bay Packers versus the 2019 Detroit Lions. Strangely enough, they're getting as much action on simulated Madden football games as they get on Major League Baseball betting during the day.
Wow.
People, you know, there's people just starving, yeah, as we talked about earlier, for entertainment and to occupy themselves.
Well, if anyone didn't think that gambling's a disease, there you go.
Oh, there you go, right there.
Here's my thing. I
sent this to John Anik. We all know that likes it better. He goes, I'm all over it.
Of course he is. Of course. Yeah. Here's my thing. I wouldn't bet on a video game. Like, you can't watch that unless they're streaming it live. Maybe they are, but like, one of the more safe bets I think you can take is they're allowing you to bet on the weather. Like, at least the weather can be verified. I can't verify if your PlayStation Madden game actually went off without a hitch.
Well, the weather bets are at a minimum. They'll only let you bet so much. Okay, another bet that's happening here, and who knows if we're going to see it. I love the fact, excited by the fact that Tom Brady is going to Tampa Bay. Now they're announcing that Gronkowski is coming out of retirement and has been traded by the Patriots to Tampa Bay to be with Tom Brady.
It's not going to matter.
Are we even going to see this happen?
No.
You know, $50 million contract, Brady is going to play longer than he ever thought, right? If he continues to play into 2021 season.
The Chargers are just not going to be a team. The Rams are just not going to be a team. They're just not going to have home games. I'm sorry. As long as LA has shut down sports for the year of 2020, I don't think there's going to be a season of anything.
Well, now, what happens with these football, baseball players? They got their contracts. A lot of their money's guaranteed. If there's no season, I mean, they still get paid, right?
Whatever's guaranteed money is guaranteed money, yeah.
I mean, baseball guaranteed.
I would think
baseball season.
I would think the teams have got to have an insurance policy that has a force majeure clause in it that may pay for all this.
I bet you in football there isn't anything. Those football guys, they don't do so well when it comes to not getting paid.
Their union is not the baseball union, for sure.
No, it's not. Hey, guys, a little collectible talk. Monty, I told TJ on the past show that during these times, you know, I'm a big collector of vintage movie memorabilia, sports memorabilia, guns and artifacts, but I'm not a hunter. We've talked about this before. Those kind of things become gold bricks during these time periods. Auctions are reportedly selling stuff like crazy. Obviously, people are up for good buys, whether it's, you know, in that area. A 170-year-old hockey stick is being put up for auction, okay? This stick is one of the first ever made. It's believed to be from a time period between 1850 and 1870. It's a hockey stick,
I'm not even kidding you, Bruce. I didn't know hockey was around that long ago.
I didn't either. So in 1980, a couple named Gary and Jermaine Morse, they discovered this stick, one of these great stories, in the closet of a Vermont home that they just bought. It was just sitting in the closet.
Of course it was.
They had no idea. Yeah, of course.
Next to the Declaration of Independence.
Right. Okay. How much do you think this stick is going to sell for, Monty?
$3.5 million.
Come on, Monty. You read the article.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. The value, according to an expert fine art appraiser, is $3.5 million.
Dude, it's a 150-year-old piece of wood.
It was just a guess. I didn't see that at all.
It's a great guess, or for an old piece of wood. But here's the thing:
Monty does live in Hockey Town, USA. I'm just saying.
No, I didn't.
100-year-old sticks actually have a record for selling for a fortune. I'll give you one example. There's a stick called the Rutherford stick, and supposedly they thought it was from the 1850s. In the mid-2000s, that stick sold for $2.2 million.
What?
Yeah. Maybe Jeff Bezos like hockey. He'll buy it. Who knows?
Yeah, I got nothing else to do.
Well, I know. Now, you know, here's another thing. We were talking about the kids, right? I find this very tragic, and I'm going to do something about it, and I'll tell you what I'm doing in a second. Graduation, the prom, your first date, your loss of your virginity, all these things are probably going to be things people are going to miss in high school years or whatever. I know I threw a couple in there you didn't expect, but one of the key things happening this year is graduation. You've gone to school for 3 years, middle school, high school. You've gone to school. You're going to have your graduation. So now graduation ceremonies are being held at home. They're also having virtual graduation ceremonies where people and even celebrities are helping out. One in particular, if you watch The Office, John Krasinski, he hosted a virtual senior prom, and it went over big. What I'm doing now, I'm going to make the announcement next week, is, you know, TJ, I do the personalized audios and videos and championship introductions. Kristen and I talked yesterday. This was Kristen's idea, and I went right with it. I get requests for graduation recordings, graduation videos, especially now that this is happening. So I'm going to put out a highly discounted rate for audio and videos to announce the people out there, our listeners out there, if you're graduating from high school, any kind of graduation, you don't have a ceremony, I will do a virtual graduation video for you. Okay, so tune into my Instagram at BruceBufferUFC. I'll be making the announcement next week. It's just like tragic, guys. I mean, these are things that we're missing out as adults, but the kids are missing out on things. Crazy.
In my opinion, your graduation and the walk is almost more for your parents and your family than it is yourself as a kid. Like, I went to my graduation commencement and slept through the entire time until I had to get up and walk across the stage and do it. But you know, it meant a lot to my grandparents that were there, and you know, I did it. So I can't imagine not getting that opportunity. That would be hard.
It's the same in college with sports. You know, my son, you know, played Division I baseball, and his team in Chicago State, they were in Hawaii when they got shut down, and they just flew back, the season half over. The seniors, you know, they're probably not going to come back and play. They're probably not going any further anywhere else.
Right.
Now you do a whole other year of school. You know, the NCAA did offer them an extra year, but it's like, I don't know. But you ruin senior day, all this stuff. I love my wife and I went out with my son and got to do the little walk for his thing for Chicago. And it was fantastic. It's too bad that these guys don't get to do that. And I mean, that covers, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of kids. You know, there's lots of all these colleges that just got shut down.
Well, it's a nice punctuation to your collegiate career to have that opportunity. And it just feels open-ended, I think, without it.
Well, look at Iowa. Iowa had that fantastic wrestling team. This might have been the best wrestling team in history. And they know, because they've won, 21 national championships. But this team was unstoppable. They beat everybody. And they had, at one time, the 10 wrestlers, all 10 were ranked in the top 10. Never happened
what?
Before. Ever
really?
Oh, they're so good. It's sick.
Wow.
And we were 3 days away from the NCAA's in Minneapolis, and they shut it down. They're 3 days away. There's a kid going for his third straight and title. All of history for these sports are being rewritten. Guys that would have set records for their schools and things like that, it all stops. I mean, obviously life is more important.
Right.
I'm just saying it's unfortunate. These kids, anyone who has a Division I athlete for a son or whatever, especially Division I, you realize what that kid gives up.
Right.
You know, my son has played baseball since he's 5 years old. Never had a summer. Every summer he's playing summer baseball. Every summer, once he got to college, he's playing in the summer leagues. And then he's playing in the fall league for college. And then the regular season, they travel.
Yep.
He never got to go to spring break. He never got to do any of those things.
And you can't go back. You can't make
you
it up.
You give it all up. And then right when it's at the, you're ready to finish, it just drops off the table. It's just unfortunate.
I'm really curious to see what happens to the Olympians that we're going to, try to compete this year. Obviously they've moved the 2020 games to 2021, and hopefully that still goes off without a hitch, but there's still so many unknowns, not just, with what we're going through with the pandemic and things like that, but to try to, shuffle around world championships and all sorts of things. Like, I mean, you're not out of the, I don't think you're out of the question and the realm of possibility to make those athletes potentially have to try out again. A year can mean so much.
They've already qualified. Yeah. Do you take that away from them and say you just got to do it again?
You don't want to, but I mean, if you're an older athlete that's in their 30s, like the difference between 34 and 35 can be world class and not so world class.
But the other thing is too, guys, is that, and this is a tragic part. I think you touched on it, maybe not touched on it, but my God. these kids, their dreams of being pros, their dreams of taking care of their families, their dreams of everything. And now to lose a year, which means those dreams could just disappear.
It's
going to change so much. The ripple effect is phenomenal. A couple things just came over the airwaves, guys. Let me give this to you real quick.
Okay.
Last night, Trump was saying, President Trump was saying and supporting the Georgia governor on opening for reopen business. Thank God. Supposedly it's coming over now that now he's turned around. He's changing his opinion that he says it's too soon for Georgia to reopen its economy. I hope that's true. I hope that stays strong and they do not.
Like that. How do you flip flop that quickly? It just doesn't make sense.
Where's Sammy when we can ask her about President Trump and how he flip-flops?
My ears would be bleeding if she was on the air right now.
Well, how did he support it to begin with when they didn't even meet his standards that he had just given?
Because there's no real logic here.
2 weeks straight of lower numbers and all that, and they don't have that.
They're just making shit up as they go.
Yeah, it is.
All right, now another thing that just came across. We talked about the fact that cats don't get affected. They don't infect a human being. Was that it, TJ?
So coronavirus is very common in cats. It generally is believed, the perception is that if a cat is infected with coronavirus, not necessarily COVID-19 per se, because you would believe that the COVID-19 that you and I get, if a cat can't give it to us, we shouldn't be able to give it to a cat. But coronavirus is something that is common in felines.
Okay, well, two cats just tested positive in New York.
Right.
Where we know that tigers tested positive at the Bronx Zoo in New York.
Right.
Okay.
But how does that work then? It has to mutate. It has to mutate some way to affect a different species.
The U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention and the Department of Agriculture, what they're saying is that there's still no evidence that pests play a role in spreading the coronavirus in the U.S., okay? There's no justification in taking measures against companion animals that could compromise the welfare, which means they're not going to put laws down on that. I disagree with it too, but they're also saying that cats should be kept indoors.
Yeah.
Dogs should be walked on a leash, maintaining it still. Distancing for animals is as important as it is for humans.
It's not even so much that they could be infected themselves. It's if this is coming in on our shoes, well, if I sneeze into my hand and pet your dog, I'm sure it can live that way and you can infect yourself that way. It's not so much that the animal is sick and then it gets it to you. It's the fact that you wiped your snot on its tail.
You know, the movie Cats died. Do you think that was COVID-19?
It was pretty bad. It was pretty bad.
Oh, maybe that was the prerequisite. We should have realized then what was going on. Who knows? We could have been more prepared. Listen, Monty, it's great to have you on the show. Why don't you take a second, tell people how they get a hold of you, anything you want to promote. If there is anything to promote, go for it.
Actually, just stay away from me. I'm in my house, boarded up and somewhere in Michigan. Leave me alone. I'll see you guys in June or July.
Okay. TJ?
People can always follow me on Patreon, patreon.com/betweenrounds. You can find my podcast from Between Rounds Radio, wherever you get podcasts, Spreaker, Spotify, iTunes. If you look on that same feed, you'll find a fantastic little podcast called MMA Stories. It features Monty Cox and my favorite fighter of all time, Jeremy Horn. This week, they actually had former UFC lightweight champion Jens Pulver on, and there's a lot of good stuff there, so you can check that out. It is called MMA Stories, and it's available wherever you get your favorite podcast.
Very cool, and also now our show is now on YouTube. We've launched our YouTube channel. You've loaded up with tons of content, folks. Check out the YouTube channel. What's the best way to tell people? Just look up Bruce Buffer on YouTube?
It's Time Radio with Bruce Buffer. You'll find it. If you want to watch this show, just do a search for Bruce Buffer and Monty Cox.
There you go. Okay.
Which kind of sounds like a weird movie.
Don't even go there.
Just
Where's Sammy when we need her? Okay. So one thing I want to state before my heart and best wishes and condolences go out to the family and relatives of the horrific mass shooting that occurred in Nova Scotia, Canada yesterday, where the death toll has climbed to 23 people.
Wow.
It's crazy. This gunman was on a 13-hour spree. Luckily, they killed the son of a bitch and put him away. Although you wonder, sometimes it's best to maybe keep him alive and find out what makes these people tick. But the bottom line is this is the worst mass shooting in the history of Canada. at a horrible time for it to even happen. So we didn't mention it. I have to say it. And my condolences and sincere best wishes go out to the family and loved ones of the people that suffered in this horrific ordeal. Boy, some things never change. Okay, with that being said, remember, people, check out GrimaldiSPizzeria.com. There's 40 restaurants across the country. They have the greatest Italian pizza, to me, I've ever had. One of the finest restaurants to ever eat at for real Italian pizza. Check out the Buffer Bundle, $35. You get an 18-inch cheese pizza, two beers, a beautiful dinner salad, mixed salad, unreal, and a homemade cannoli. And also, they have the best cheesecake at those places, too. So check out the Buffer Bundle. Just order from Grimaldi's. Go pick it up. Check out GrimaldiSPizzeria.com, where a restaurant will hopefully be near you to enjoy some great taste. Also, thank you all again for all the videos and audio requests coming in. Been doing a ton for COVID-19 people who have been infected, who have come out of it, to feel better, all the other stuff coming in. Entertainment at home is important. And on the graduation, I will tell you right now what it is. Normally, a championship introduction at brucebuffer.com on audio is $99. Normally, a video is $299. If you would like a audio for your graduation to commemorate your graduation, the reduce rate is $79, and the videos are reduced to $199. This is a very inexpensive price to what I normally receive for this, but I am still donating. Partial proceeds will be going to COVID-19 relief charities. Okay, that's the important thing about this, and I will still be donating to animal, military, and children charities. That's where the videos and audios that are bought at brucebuffer.com, just send your request in through info@brucebuffer.com or fill out the form on the site. That being said, I look forward to doing them more, and I want to support the graduation as much as possible for all the girls and boys out there. If you want it, I could do something special for you, please let me know. Please let me know. With that being said, check me out on Instagram at Bruce Buffer UFC for all upcoming news that's happening. TJ, Monty, thanks for a good show. Excellent show. Monty, it's great to see you, my friend. We have a lot of history together, and I'm glad to see that you're skinnier than ever, and it's all wonderful.
Thank you. I'm still good.
Still get the food. Okay. Let's have Monty back on. There's so many stories that come to mind right now. I wish we had another half hour. We could be chatting away like crazy. Will you do me a favor? When you see the boys, whether it's the Hughes brothers, Pat, anybody, you know, my brothers from other mothers, please give them my best. Will you please, Monty?
I will.
A lot of history with those men. Okay, guys. That's it for this week. Monty, take care. I'm going to sign off now. TJ, sign off, and I'll see you next week. Monty, have a great week, and please stay safe, my friend. Please stay safe. All right, everybody out there, be a role model to your sphere of influence. Set your goals, because there are goals to be had. Write them down, because they are meant to be fulfilled. Now is the time, sequestered at home, to be the best you can be. Take this time to eat right, be right, physically, mentally, get as strong and in the best shape you can. So when the world opens up again for the opportunities that lay ahead for you as individuals and for all of us as a group and in the world today, you will perform and be at your best because you're in the best shape. It's getting in training for the big game. Don't give up. Look to the future. Be positive. And when you step on that path, be the best you can be, because then you're winning. And that's all I talk about and we talk about on It's Time Radio. It's time to win. Thank you, everybody. Love you all. Be careful. Be safe. Be sane. And we'll be back next week. Buffer out.
The preceding podcast was a TJ DeSantis production. Comments, questions, and inquiries can be directed to DeSantisProd@gmail.com.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber, signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Touch-free QR code payments. No seller fees until 2021. Not applicable to PayPal here transactions. Other fees may apply. Shop safe with PayPal.
Total Wine & More announces points with a purpose. Now through September 13th, collect 5x points on wines and spirits. Points earned equals a matching donation to local charities. Up to $2 million in total. Shop with us today or visit TotalWine.com. Terms and conditions apply.